Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's such a great blessing to be with you again this morning, and I believe you are doing very well, and I believe you are speaking in tongues, and I believe you are having a great experience with the Lord. Oh, I can just see you growing in God, being edified, being charged up every single minute, and I see you walking in line with the perfect will of God for your life. Oh, hallelujah. Speaking in tongues is so important. It's so important. The power of God resident in you will not show up. It will not come. You will not see it working around you if you don't speak with tongues. You know, it's so important. And I believe you are learning so much. And I believe you are experiencing so much too. I'm experiencing so much. I'm experiencing a lot of wonderful things as I listen to these broadcasts. It's wonderful, you see. The next thing I want us to see, the fact that speaking in tongues stimulates and strengthens your faith. It stimulates and strengthens your faith. You know, when you're speaking in tongues, you don't know what is going to come next. You don't know the word that is going to come next. You know, you are compelled to trust God for the next word. You see, so if I'm speaking in tongues, for example, Pado Sheste Mando Logo Shamaning, I don't know what is going to come next. But I trust God to be able to say the next thing, you see. And that is faith. Faith is not knowing what you are going to do, but finding out what God says in His word and continuing in that light, you see. And acting, even though you've not seen it with your physical eye. Hallelujah. If you read in Romans chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible was talking about Abraham and how Abraham became the father of faith and how Abraham received the promise of God for his life. Abraham is called the father of faith, really, you see. In Romans chapter 4, verse 18, it says, who against hope believed in hope, you see, he against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Then verse 19 says, and being not weak in faith, you see, he was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Sarah's womb was dead, and his body was dead, yet he did not consider it. Verse 20 says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. His strong faith gives glory to God. Hallelujah. And what else can help you to have strong faith and to stimulate your faith more than speaking in tongues? You see, verse 21 says, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. He was fully persuaded. You see, speaking in tongues helps you to trust God fully, to be fully persuaded about what you are believing God for. For instance, if you are walking in to go for an interview, and you are going in just like, you don't have to go in just like that. Before you go in, you have to find a bathroom somewhere, and just speak in tongues and speak in tongues and speak in tongues for faith to rise up in your heart. That's what the Bible says. If you read in Jude chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It says, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How do you build yourself up on your most holy faith? You do so by praying in the Holy Ghost. How do you pray in the Holy Ghost? By praying in tongues. You see, so the more you pray in tongues, the more you are built up on your faith. The more you are built up in faith, the more your faith is stimulated. The more you make progress, you see, in whatever thing that you are believing God for. Hallelujah. That child will show up. How is that child going to show up? By your faith. How are you going to build your faith up? By speaking in tongues. The more you speak in tongues, the more faith rises up in your spirit. I don't know if you've noticed it, but when you speak in tongues, you realize that it's like there's some heat being produced within you. That is your faith is rising. Your faith is just rising. Your faith for healing can come to you as you speak in tongues. You see, if you are believing God for healing and it's not coming, just speak in tongues. The more you speak in tongues, the more you are able to make contact with the Lord. Hallelujah. Your faith just shows up. Your faith just rises up. Hallelujah. In the Amplified version of Jude chapter 1 verse 20, he says that, but you beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. You see, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. And it says, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. You see, make progress. You can make progress in your faith by praying in tongues. Oh, hallelujah. Speak in tongues wherever you are. Speak in tongues wherever you are. You see, you realize your faith is just rising. Your faith is just rising. Your faith is getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. You get to believe God more and more and more. And you get to see results. You can make progress. You can see your life's progress by speaking in tongues. Don't stop speaking in tongues. This is so important. Hallelujah. I love very much. I'll see you again. Until then, just speak in tongues. Keep speaking in tongues. God bless you. Bye-bye.